Good morning. You're listening to The Morning After with Ben and Josh, and we're very lucky and blessed to have two wonderful people from Conscious Club in studio with us talking about the Otatahi Stand, the F Up event happening yes. June 26th. Do you guys want to just introduce yourselves to the people first?
Selena and Kofi, take it away.
Kia ora, I'm Selena from the Conscious Club.
I'm Kofi from the Conscious Club.
Beautiful. So, let's just start, I guess, with what this event is and how, I guess, it all kicked off.
So if you've been following our campaign online, it started August 2020. Mm-hmm. One of our friends was racially attacked, physically and racially attacked, and we were kind of outraged. It was in the midst of the Black Lives Matter movement as well.
And after the shootings.
And it was just like, what is happening? You know, like, why is this still a thing? And we wanted to do something about it. But we kind of let the dust settle for a bit because we wanted to do the event properly. And we did a campaign.
The victims were going through a lot as well. And they had the court case.
Still going on now. Still no justice.
Yeah.
And there's only one person been found out of the five that actually attacked our friend. So if you know who they are, happened on the 1st of August.
Yeah, call this number. I guess, you know, how do I phrase this? Is it frustrating, or how do you, I guess, talk to people and explain to people that these type of events sadly do happen all too often in our city? I feel like sometimes people can turn a blind eye in New Zealand to, you know, oh, we're great and we're doing so well, and, you know, oh, look at over them, they're so bad and we're awesome. But, you know, actually there is a lot of things that we need to look at and change as well.
We've been doing a lot of research around that and how to talk to people about it, because the number one, in that article I read, the number one thing stopping progress in racism and social movements is people denying it exists, and that is prevalent in Canterbury because of the sort of diversity numbers. I think 86% is European, so I guess people are more unlikely to be exposed to racist behaviour. So when a minority speaks up, it challenges sort of their way of seeing things, and they're like, what are you talking about? So one thing we've been doing is like screenshotting Facebook comments about Christchurch. And I don't know what to do with them yet, but it's kind of like, it's pretty intense.
Yeah.
What people say, especially online, it's like no filter.
People are behind a screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Oh, gosh.
And that's where it starts as well, all the like alt-right groups and all that.
Yeah, totally.
Definitely.
So beyond all of this, what is the Conscious Club up to? And just, the overall co-pupper of your...
organisation.
Initiative is the word I was looking for? Yeah.
Otatahi Stand Up or the Conscious Club?
Well,
we just recently finally figured out our tagline for the Conscious Club. So we do events with purpose.
Cool.
So it was sustainable, ethical, social events, but it's events with purpose, and that's what our main co-pupper is. It's challenging the norm and raising awareness about really big issues, and I think and being inclusive and accessible to everybody.
And doing it in sort of a fun and engaging way as well.
A lot through creativity as well, which we love, and people love getting involved. And visually, things, I think, stick with you.
Yeah,
totally.
And so for this event that's happening June 26th, what can people, I guess, expect from this event? What's going to be going down?
So we kind of, because it's such a heavy topic, we wanted it to kind of be like a celebration and a bit of a mix of, education and celebration. So it starts with, we've got four speakers as well as two performers. We've got the Compound Studio, who are going to be doing a dance, which we're really excited about. Slam poetry.
Cool.
As well as, just really cool speakers. I should have wrote the names down.
I remember.
Okay.
We've got Yasmin, who's Somalian and Muslim. And she's a young girl speaking about her experiences growing up in Christchurch. And then there's Big Seema, who's a hip-hop artist here, and he is speaking about his experience mainly in the 90s, I think, around the skinhead movement in that time. And then there's, I can't remember how to pronounce him.
Mardis.
Mardis, who's a lecturer at UC in decolonization, I think.
And anti-racism, yeah.
And
Atima.
Atima, so we can't forget Atima.
Yeah, Atima, who is a he's a Māori advisor at UC as well, who has had a lot of experiences with, I won't share his story, but he's had a lot of racial attacks. He's got a moko on his face, and he's just like the experiences of having that has been crazy for him. Mm. Yeah.
And then after all the speakers and then the performers, we have an open mic at the end for anyone to share. And then following that, we have a after party with four artists, mainly hip hop. And they're mostly Samoan, except for my partner, who's Pākehā. He's just supporting.
He's a great ally.
Yes.
He managed to get in there. So it's Big Seema again. So he's talking and performing for us. There's AJ, who's she's of Samoan descent, who's on the decks, and Local Elements is my partner, he's a rapper, and Quakeside is a Samoan duo. Yeah. With DJ Niu, and they're studying at Mains at the moment.
Cool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Wow, sounds like a fantastic event for both
at
education.
12 bar.
12 bar. Check that one in there. Yeah.
They sponsored us.
Very cool. And you guys are also, you've got t-shirts, am I correct? Yes.
Yeah.
So where can people go and get those to support?
So Kofi is a graphic designer as well in the Conscious Club. So she designed our amazing t-shirts. Let's stand the F up. And so this is like part of our campaign. That's all the money kind of goes back into the events. And yeah, it's just getting that message out there. You can go to theconsciousclub.co.nz to buy your t-shirt.
Yes.
And we pre-order them so that we have in responsible consumption and production.
Mm.
Beautiful.
Well, Celia and Kofi, thank you so much for coming into the studio. Make sure you head to 12 Bar. It'll be a fantastic event.
June 26th.
Make sure you stand the fuck up against racism.
Hell yeah.
And violence.
We can say it at least once in the segment. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
That's all right. That's all right. No worries. All right. Well, thank you guys once again. June 26th, 12 Bar.
Thanks.
Awesome.